Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We got Bill Sardi, who is a health writer and journalist, researcher, coming on to talk about bird flu. Is it hype? Is it real? Or what are the other threats we're not being told about? He's done some amazing research, and we got some of his articles posted at Infowars.com and over at PrisonPlanet.com. Very important information. I hope the callers would like to talk about bird flu a little bit as we take your calls. William Crystal is saying that there may be big indictments, he's heard from inside sources, of high-level Bush administration officials in the next week. U.S. military weighing military strikes on Syria. And the New York City terror plot is uncooperated, total propaganda. That's even the New York Times admitting that. And more on the horrible earthquake. Just a lot of key news today. We got 2 hours left. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Chris in Texas. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I got my big barky the other day, or last week, and telling you it's great. I factored the cost of what I was doing compared to the bird, what it'll cost for the big bird, factoring the unit and everything, is like a fraction of what I was currently.
They did the math. I think a bottled water on average is like 20 times more expensive or something.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For people that buy a couple bottles of bottled water a day, in about 100 days you'll pay off your big Berkey.
Yeah, I love it. It's the easiest.
And then it'll last for the average unit does about 10,000 gallons, and let's say you drink a gallon of water a day, your whole family 4 or 5 gallons. That thing's going to last you decades.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. I wanted to talk about maybe you can relay this to your guest when he comes on, but this bird flu and the remember a couple of years ago it was mad cow disease, and everybody was freaking out about that.
Well, they covered that up. That is going on. And then, of course, it was SARS, guaranteed. We're all dead. Martial law will save you, yes.
But the reason why it's, it affects birds and cows, and they have to slaughter all these chickens and have to slaughter all these cows, is what's going on. And it's maybe one facet of what's going on, but it's a bit of corporate sabotage with the CIA working with the Rockefeller with the labs and all that.
Okay, what is sabotage specifically?
Sabotaging the beef industry, the chicken industry, and giving like Tyson foods like inroads to all these industries to sabotage.
Oh, I know that. The EPA and the FDA and others will selectively target certain industries that aren't big boys. I mean, here's an example. The Food and Drug Administration has shut down big poultry plants who have like 2 or 3 violations in a year. But then, and this has been in the newspapers, and then Tyson can have thousands at one plant and nothing happens.
Right. And
thousands.
Right, and they're going in the Rockefellers and the dismantling of this country is operated out of Little Rock, Arkansas, where they got Arkansas in general, where they have J.B. Hunt shipping in all the Chinese goods, working with the communist Chinese. And
that's where Walmart's based.
Walmart, well, all headquartered out of Bentonville, Arkansas, with the Rockefellers, and they're all running it. And then Tyson Foods is another arm of that. And I think Sherman Skolnick's reported on it, and I think Lynn Horowitz has done some research on that.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of elite power in West Virginia and in Arkansas. Thanks for the call. But really, most of it's centered in New York, D.C., Boston, Houston, Chicago, L.A. But no, major globalist industries, controlled industries the Rockefellers literally bought the states of West Virginia and Arkansas because they were poor and small with the low populations. All right, Bill Sardi coming up. You don't want to miss it. More of your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. It was great seeing everybody out there last night for the showing of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Thanks for coming out. It was good seeing you. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on...
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Getting our priorities straight. Showing up, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. Talking about real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. That's why the last 8-9 years I've called this radio talk show Real Talk Radio, not the phony baloney, phony conservative, phony liberal, false paradigm garbage you hear. Now, Bill Sardi has been a journalist and health writer for decades and decades and written for some of the biggest publications in the country, and I really respect his view on things. He's here to talk about the bird flu with us. Bill Sardi is a health journalist and consumer advocate. He has written numerous books, which are now available through hereandnowbooks.com, and with a degree in journalism and public relations at Cal Poly Poma under his belt, Bill translated his experience into healthcare for 18 years in the field, 8 years in nutrition and natural health to write about compelling and sometimes complex health issues facing Americans. Bill has traveled to China, Japan, Greece, Israel, and other countries to obtain firsthand knowledge. His books cover important practical topics such as what's best in multivitamins, the new truth about vitamins and minerals, the role iron plays in disease, the iron time bomb, and what science says about acid and so-called acid relievers and natural alternatives. His book, In Search of the World's Best Water, reveals the heretofore unreported links between drinking water and disease. Boy, tell me about it. Bill also writes for Nutrition Science News, Health Products Business, and Townsend Letter for Doctors and Patients. And he's done a lot of really detailed reporting about the bird flu. Now, we've had Mr. Rappaport on, John Rappaport, who really thinks, you know, that obviously the bird flu, the avian flu, could cause thousands of deaths. I mean, millions of people die every year globally, tens of millions, 35,000 alone here in the U.S., from just the run-of-the-mill flu. But what's different about this avian flu that they've tracked back and say it matches very closely the 1918 swine flu? Excuse me, Spanish flu, and then other swine flus they've had, is that it causes autoimmune responses, and you know now they're saying it kills half of the people that come in contact with it. Well, that's not really true. I actually looked at the numbers. What it does is half the people who come to the hospital end up dying. Okay? So a lot of the statistics show we're looking at a 5 to 10% mortality rate, but that's still very, very serious. Why is the media hyping this? Why are they freaking out? Bush is saying martial law will save us when all the experts say martial law will only make things worse. Meanwhile, I read about weaponized flu, super flu, made thousands of times more lethal, being mailed around the country, being mailed around the world. Different scientific laboratories and private universities and public universities posting the genome of superflus. Our government digging up superflu out of the permafrost of dead whalers from 1918 and then increasing the power of it and reverse engineering it. And all of that is getting basically no attention. Bill Sardi does cover it in detail on his website. We've linked over to that at Infowars.com. Why aren't they focusing in on all these other really serious things but hyping this avian flu? So to talk about that with us is Bill Sardi. Bill, thanks for coming on with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. We really have a lot of seasonal hype combined with something maybe more sinister, and it has me shaking in my chair as I talk about it. The seasonal hype is, it's kind of like Cabbage Patch dolls. Let's create a shortage. Everybody will roll up their sleeve and get the vaccine. They've got 96 million doses of a worthless flu vaccine to sell. The American public has to buy it because the government orders it, and they don't want to leave their good friends, the pharmaceutical companies, hanging. So they create a panic, which they've done the last two or three years. This one's just unheralded. I mean, it's unprecedented the way they're going about it. Even the president standing up, we're going to call the troops out. And so everyone understands the regular flu epidemic that's seasonal, just like you pointed out, does kill some people around the globe. They use inflated numbers. The 36,000 in the United States, the 1.5 million in the world, is inflated to scare people to get their vaccine. The vaccine hasn't worked for 5 years in a row. They have to guess a year ahead of time which strain will be in circulation.
By the way, that's admitted. They will say this shot doesn't even cover you, but you better get it. And these fools line up when there's all the correlations for the people that have had three or more flu shots in their older age developing Alzheimer's.
Well, that's certainly true. There is a link there. But even if you got your flu shot this year, it certainly doesn't protect you from this mutated bird flu, which might be circling the globe, and certainly the H5N1, which is the mutated virus. So it's not going to protect you from that. That's all the hype. That's all the worry. That's all the concern. So every year they have to get and by the way, we've got 295 million people in America. They only make about 100 million doses of this stuff. What about the rest of us? They never seem to get an epidemic started, even though the rest of us never had the shot. And actually, a government study last year showed they haven't lowered the mortality rate, even though the rate of vaccination has gone up in the United States. But you notice the news media in lockstep advising everybody run down and get your flu shot. This is mindless news reporting. And they're in league with the government, and the government is simply a public relations agency for the vaccine manufacturers. That's
for those that don't know, if they create an artificial scarcity and the cabbage patch phenomenon, and folks, they've caught major toy makers doing this, they will have reporters under their friends stage a video shoot where two women fight over a toy, That is then put on the news. Then literally 30 million of the toy gets sold at $40 a pop. Hundreds of millions of dollars are made. This is big business. When you've got 600 million people just in the West, and now they're all going to be scrabbling to get the shot because of fear, you're talking about we're talking about tens of billions in profit just off some hype.
Well, the real hype is to try to get Tamiflu sold. Now, Tamiflu is the drug. It's the only practical, active, effective drug for the flu, and certainly for this mutated, dreaded flu virus that we're thinking of from Asia. And if this thing ever mutates, it's already mutated. We've done it in a laboratory. We'll be telling you that in a second. But what they're really trying to do is get everybody to call up Canada, get on the internet, order their Tamiflu from Canada. It's $6 a pill. Now, you really can't take it now. What you do is wait for the flu to occur. It does not keep you from getting the flu. It just keeps it at bay, and then you'll survive the event. And you need to take two a day if you're an adult, one if you're a child, at $6 a pill, at least for 7 to 10 days and maybe for 6 weeks. So it could cost you about $500 the full course. Of course, now, recall, the United States is going to buy $3 to $4 billion, that's with a B, of Tamiflu. And, of course, that's being sold by Roche Pharmaceuticals, which is just a front man for Gilead Pharmaceuticals. Who used to run Gilead Pharmaceuticals? None other than Donald Rumsfeld. He has a ton of stock in that company. He's going to make a fortune on this. They're trying to create this shortage.
Like people with major Bush connections behind Cipro. You got Bush in his cabinet on Cipro, September 10th, a month before it shows up. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, here's the sinister part of this whole thing. We're trying to tell you there's a lot of hype. It's not likely to be any worse than any other flu season. And that's what happened last year. Early in the flu season, they said it was bad. They said something like, you know, Vermont had three times the rate of the flu. Well, you know, Vermont had six cases, and, you know, New Hampshire had two or something. So the one was three times different. I mean, they were using phony data and hyping everything.
For those that doubt this, our local news, all TV stations say it is the law. You must vaccinate your children for school. You'll be arrested. Folks, there is no law, and the news says there's a law that doesn't exist. So they're doing the same thing with this. It's just outright lying and twisting.
Well, and so everyone understands with children, we do not have good studies showing the safety in very young children. We went down to 6 years of age. Now they're saying to go down to 6 months. In very young children, we have there's three vaccine makers in the current mix, so one of them is new. We don't even know what that one will do in young children. You shouldn't use these in pregnant females. And everyone understand, if you're going to try the flu mist, this is the one they snuff up your nose, that's live vaccine. It has live bugs in it that you will shed the live virus for about 3 or 4 weeks. Anybody else in your family will get influenza.
Well, that was the thing about smallpox when 14 million people were ordered to take it, at government people and firefighters and medical workers, and they just said no. Only 4,000 took it, or less than 1%, because the scientists said this will actually spread smallpox.
Well, certainly all this is true. So now that we've calmed everybody down and they can see that this is just a public relations stunt to get all this money,
get ready to head for the hills.
Now we've got the sinister side of the whole thing. We have actually intentionally made the world's most deadly virus ever. It's in a laboratory, the University of Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin. It's been intentionally mutated there by a researcher, Dr. Kawaoka, and what they did was intentionally mutate that virus in order to see if they could make a vaccine against it. That's what they allege. Now, New Scientist magazine took them on and said, wait a minute, how potent is this thing? Science magazine, Nature magazine chiming in. Nature saying...
Stay there. We're going to tell you about this virus when we get back. And then again, they take these type of viruses and mail them all over the place. It's the government doing this, but the troops have got to run your life, but they're making all these and mailing them around. So stay there, Bill Sardi. We'll give you folks the websites as well. This is so important. This is so vital.
your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Now remember, the UN, the Centers for Disease Control, we have Henry Kissinger documents. They're always talking about how they want to reduce population. They've been caught adding hormones to vaccines that have sterilized women all over the world. So the very same crew has universities all over the planet with the mouse pox and the super flu and Wisconsin. All this stuff being bred and made, nothing to do with treating it. And, you know, again, folks, what you do is you try to create a vaccine for things that already exist or what you think is going to exist, not breeding super viruses. Please continue, Bill.
Well, certainly I think your audience can recall... Well, the current flu data shows that they can make enough vaccine. They're going to be late in making it, 6 months to a year. We're going to have to hold on, possibly quarantine camps or whatever. And then they're going to make enough vaccine or medicine for 14% of the world's population. That comes down to 500 million people. Remember the Georgia Guidestones? What did they say? They said, we're going to take the world's population down to 500 million people. Kind of curious. But at any rate, what's happening here is all kinds of propaganda on the government side. Last week, the State Department, that paragon of a Department of Government that we rely upon for health information, released a press release saying dogs are getting an influenza that jumped from horses to dogs, kind of sending out the scare idea, like, well, we might get the flu from our dog, and we might have to cull the population of dogs in the United States, just like we're doing it for birds, scaring us out of nowhere for nothing. Now, this is the kind of propaganda that's going on. State Department issuing that odd bulletin, but the sinister side is what I'm trying to tell you about. A deadly flu virus has been intentionally mutated. The Spanish flu virus that you hear about, the H5N1, in a laboratory at the University of Wisconsin, Nature Magazine, October 6, reporting it is 39,000 times more virulent than any other modern flu strain.
Thanks a lot, government.
Now, here's what the people say. New Scientist magazine said, hey, they've only got grade 3 security there in their lab. You're supposed to have grade 4 for that kind of thing. Things escape from grade 3 security labs. Like, remember the SARS virus got out of that lab in China? The guy who was the researcher actually took it with him, I believe, to Hong Kong is where he traveled and so on, even told the whole story about it, eventually he died. So we know that the SARS virus got out of a lab. Here's what one biosecurity expert told Nature magazine. The risk that the recreated strain might escape is so high it is almost a certainty. And the publication of the full genome sequence gives any rogue nation or bioterrorist group all the information they need to make their own version of the virus. This would be extremely dangerous should it escape. And there's a long history of things escaping, said Barbara Hatch Rosenberg, molecular biologist.
And let's make this clear. The globalists do this on purpose so they have plausible deniability.
Everyone to recall that we have an anthrax terrorist on the loose, someone who was cunning enough to get in and get a strain of anthrax from the Fort Detrick, Maryland Army bioweapons their headquarters.
And
there
to coat it with bentonite, it's the government.
Now they tracked it genetically back to a government lab. That government lab is where Jeffrey Taubenberger works, the fellow that went up for the U.S. Army and got the Spanish flu out of the tundra up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to tell you that it got out of that lab somehow, too. And if he was that cunning, whoever this terrorist was, could he get it out of the University of Wisconsin in Madison? I'd certainly be on the alert, have guards there all over the place. The grade 3 security is not the highest level of security. A lab worker could walk out of there with it on him and start a flu pandemic. We have no antibodies against this thing. It is so pandemic, if it got started, nothing is going to stop it. Now, you know, it's interesting.
But the globalists will just go in their little underground bunkers, and this is their religion, is to kill us, and oh, but I'm sure the government won't let it happen. Let's just give all our rights up.
Well, they'll have all the Tamiflu for themselves, but the issue is that this thing gets started. We do not know how to stop it. What a wonderful way to get the public to go along with the idea of, quarantine camps, the military coming into your state, taking over.
And funny, we hear that for terrorists, we hear that for floods. It's just suddenly, it's all we talk about now, Bill.
Now, there's some scary parts of this. We'll continue.
Well, I'm just going to worship the government. I think if we just give up all our rights, so what if these people say they want to kill us, and then now, magically, they make money off all this, and they're doing this. I mean, we should just trust them and watch the football game. I mean, we shouldn't care about our children. We shouldn't be upset about this. The government just says it's going to happen. We should just lay back and die. Make room for the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Say, how far is it going to go? Tommy Thompson openly on the news saying every child needs an implantable chip. Andy Rooney says if you don't take one, you're with the terrorist. All the craziness. No, I'm not going to let you keep our troops from torturing. I'll veto it. Oh, I want totally open borders. Oh, I want a big socialist for the Supreme Court. Oh, that's so concerning. You know, people are asking, why is it so in your face? Why is it so over the top? Because George Bush is just a puppet, just like Bill Clinton before him, and his father, and Reagan the actor before him, back to Kennedy, who they got rid of because he wouldn't play ball. We haven't had a real president since then, love him or hate him. And I know who the New World Order is. They're a bunch of control freak scientists who work for a bunch of Malthusian robber barons, old money, people who had $1 billion when $1 billion meant something. I mean, these people were multi-billionaires 105 years ago. Okay? You know, Bill Gates is like a corner shopkeeper compared to these people. And their literature, their writings, when they write a book that they know maybe 1,000 academics are going to read, you're never going to read it. Well, we do. It's how they're going to kill us and our families. They are going to release super weapons and they're going to kill us. And I'm sure you've heard of Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Jacques Cousteau. But it's more than that. I mean, it's the Masons. It's the Masonic group that paid for the Georgia Guidestones. It's Henry Kissinger. I mean, we actually have the 1973 CIA Kissinger plan we're writing an article about it right now. Was it called, Plan 2000? Where they say that, they order the third world. You want these billions of dollars, you will forcibly sterilize half your women by hook or crook. Here's a few ways to do it. They see us as animals, as cattle. They say we are going to cull them. And I told you, I'm about to go back to Bill Sardi, that this entire terrorism situation is only the precursor to set up the police state. And then once it's in place, once you've all got kill switches on your cars, transponders on your cars, cameras on every rural road, now in place. Once you've got militarized police, once you've got robotic drone networks of aircraft and armored vehicles, which is now happening, once it's in place, then they're going to tell you what's going to happen on the news and tell you how to behave when it happens, and then they'll pose as our saviors, and as the cops sit there with their children dying in their arms, I want them to remember, you serve the New World Order. Okay, we're all going to be judged by this. And as people in government, you thought you'd be protected. You won't be. They're going to come in after all this happens and just clean us out of our houses, clean the skeletons out, and start their new golden age. Now, this is not a science fiction movie. This is real. And I don't even believe it's going to happen this year or the next year. They're gearing up. They're training you. They're introducing this into the nomenclature every year. Until finally they're going to release it, and they're going to release it, and make no mistake, they're killing all the microbiologists that have worked on it who can finger them or who can treat it, hundreds of them. And it's hell on earth, folks, and I don't know what to say. A lot of it's going to be sprayed from aircraft. It's not even going to be what they tell you it is. And, I mean, I'm sorry if you can't deal with this. I'm sorry. But let me just tell you, you're a state policeman. You're an FBI agent. You're BATF. You're whoever you are. You think you're tough. You think you're cool. You think you're part of the system. You think the system's like you are. You know, you're not evil, so the system must not be evil. Let me tell you something. You need to grow up. Yes, it is. The people we're fighting funded the Soviets. They funded the Nazis. Our own government now admits they put Mao in, who killed 60 million. They killed 200 million people in the last century. Globalists did. They're going to make that look like a cakewalk in this century if they have their way. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. Everything's on the line here. This is not a game. This is not a drill. They're the ones on the news saying a billion dead. They're the ones on the news saying martial law every day when all the scientists go, wait, that isn't what you need to do. That won't help. They're the ones doing this. You understand, we're trying to survive here. We're trying to stop this. We're the best friends you've got. It's not very safe for me as an individual to be out here on the very tip of the spear or Bill Sardi to be doing this. But you know what? We don't have a choice, folks. What's it going to do? Gain us another year, another 6 months to shut up and go along? How can you do it? Bill, I mean, look, I didn't do some pre-interview with you. We've had you on a few times. I don't know your views on all this. You're a good researcher, so your stuff's right on line with what I've got.
I enjoy what you're saying, and I think it's factual and true from what I've been able to tell politically and otherwise. The American public needs to wake up and understand population control. I'm here from the medical side. Population control is the major agenda in the world.
It's their obsession.
And so you understand, they actually have a number they're using. 500 million people is what they want to get this down to. In case you haven't counted, it's about 6 billion on the planet.
And now they're letting us know that they're the boss introducing the threat of the flu while they're cooking up stuff that will kill, I think it's safe to say, 99% of people.
The United Nations says they're concerned about the population rising to 9 billion by the year 2050. Most of this will be in the third world. Now, how would we cull down the population of the third world? Well, let me tell you how. When they went back and looked at the flu virus of 1918, the Spanish flu, in the United States, an odd group of people died off. This was the 20- and 30-year-olds, not the very young and the old, which the very young don't have a developed immune system. The older people have a used-up one. So what happens is that then they went to look back, the number of people dying of a different now disease, which is tuberculosis, almost disappeared from view right after the 1918 Spanish flu. Well, what had happened was, by the way, tuberculosis is in the lung mostly. It could be anywhere, but you get it in the lung. And what happened, our troops went off to war, came back with tuberculosis in their lungs. We didn't have antibiotics in 1918. And they were coughing and had compromised lungs. And then came the flu, which is a virus. TB is a bacterium. And that did them in. Now, how many people worldwide today already have TB in their lungs? 2 billion of the 6 billion people on the planet. If this deadly flu virus gets in circulation, it will literally wipe out 2 billion people. They're at high risk. Anybody with HIV.
And our government is pumping in people with drug-resistant TB as fast as they can into this country.
And, you know, they say they're going to have quarantine plans. With that leaky border across the southern side of our...
Oh, don't worry. They'll lock people down in Austin, Texas, and Kansas City and aim machine guns at us and beat us up.
But we're letting the immigrants...
But the border's going to stay wide open. No, you're absolutely right.
We're letting the immigrants come right in here with the TB, with the whooping cough, with the hepatitis, to give it all to us, and now we'll be more prone to this problem. Then all we have to
do... Well, now we've got meningitis spreading all over, and it's admittedly, the health department admits,
well,
from all the foreign students, but is there a call to get them out of here? No!
All we have to do is pass this codex legislation, limit the amount of vitamins and minerals in our vitamin pills, and we have no immunity left. And, of course, that seems to be the plan that we're concerned about. If you want to know what the plan is, they've already made it. And the plan calls for 36%. Now, isn't it interesting, Alex? They just found after 3 or 4 years the plans for 9/11. We had a scenario if there was a terrorist attack in New York. Exactly as it happened, we wrote about it, and that's how it occurred. Interesting that the hurricane in New Orleans occurred right according to the exact scenario was in Scientific American 4 years ago and in other publications.
Oil storm 3 months before.
So
even with Mayor Ray Nagin in it.
Here's the plan for the flu. They have a scenario that calls for 36% of the public getting infected, about almost 100 million people, and 5% dying. That's almost 4 or 5 million Americans dying. We only have hospital beds for a little less than a million people. I hope everyone gets this. There will be no vaccine available. There will be no medicines available. You will not have anyone to call. Now, the person that's unfolding and making all the plans on how to handle this is Dr. Michael Osterholm, professor, School of Public Health, University of Minnesota. He's drafting all the plans for the government how to handle this crisis. By the way, he happens to be author of the book Living Terrors. He wrote the book 1 year before 9/11, predicted there would be a terrorist outbreak of some kind of bioterrorism. And, of course, 1 year later, he predicted it was exactly as he had predicted. This
and
is
they,
the guy...
So they publicly scripted, and then it happens, and, you know.
Now, recall that when the anthrax virus escaped somehow from Fort Detrick in, this is the Army laboratory.
Level 4.
In Maryland. Now,
and Bush somehow was on Cipro weeks before it popped up.
We didn't know where it came from till later. We had to backtrack where it came from. But it was aimed at where? It was aimed at the news media. First the tabloids, which are the first to publish almost any news story. They went to Florida to a tabloid. Then to NBC News and to the two opposing members of Congress. And you think somebody was aiming it at somebody, telling them to shut up or you'll get an envelope too? Why hasn't the public caught on to this?
Well, it's like the bomb threat and bomb scare at the Rolling Stones. They criticize Bush, you get a bomb threat.
Well, Nature magazine has a whole scenario here. They've published, it was a little bit of a fictional story, but Nature magazine in their May 26th issue, they have a whole little scenario where a fictional writer, Sally O'Reilly, is a fictional character. She's a freelance journalist, and she's writing a book and says she's interrupted in her book by an announcement from the president. She has the and then Nature magazine has this speech from the president, tells you the whole scenario. The flu outbreak is announced on December 26th, the day after Christmas. By February, this thing is spreading throughout the United States and the world. We're battened down. Government has outlawed all gathering in public places. Stay at home is the message blaring on the TV screens. Where are the drugs? Where are the drugs? Says the CNN reporter. I can't believe there's no vaccine. This can't be happening in America, says the CNN reporter. This is a fictional account. But the point is, by May of 2006, the whole pandemic is declared over. You see, they've got the plan here. Will it follow true to course that everything they wrote, does art precede reality? And let me just give you a little glimpse of the president's speech that they have written for him already. Here it is. At this hour, World Health Organization declared a full-scale pandemic alert, person-to-person spread lasting more than 2 weeks, Cambodia and Vietnam. During previous influenza pandemics, the United States' large number of people were ill, sought medical care, were hospital, and died on my orders. This is a speech as if the president was giving. And on my orders, the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Health and Human Services have today implemented the nation's draft pandemic influenza response and preparedness plan. It will serve as our roadmap on how we as a nation and as a member of the global community will respond to the pandemic. We are ready. Thank you, and may God bless America. And of course, that would be a fictional speech by the President of the United States. Of course, you see, people are already trying to give us a hint of what they already have in mind. They are so committed to this flu pandemic, all they have to do is say the normal flu season, we can't figure out whether it's the really mutated, deadly strain.
Well, it's like SARS. You got a few dozen people in Canada with it, so they lock everything down, and people locked down in Dallas, can't leave. We're not worried about all the bed rigging. We're not worried about all the scams. We're not worried about presidential-level indictments.
They can just say, to play it safe, we're going to stop all airport transit. We're going to stop trade. We're going to quarantine. And this could be over nothing. We could start panicking.
I was about to add,
nothing.
This may not even happen this year, though they could hype it literally over nothing. But again, it just gets us prepared. Notice, for floods, we need martial law. Terrorists, we need martial law.
Well,
now for the flu, it's just martial law, martial law, martial law, no due process. It's the new America.
Well, the public mindset is, when is the government going to come here to help me? If it's the flu, they have nothing to help you with. And by the way, all previous quarantines pretty much were bet with bacteriums like smallpox.
Well, folks,
like
we saw what
this is a virus.
It doesn't work.
You can't stop it with a quarantine.
Well, you saw what happened in Houston with the evacuation. None of this works.
So, let me give you some good news. They're hiding from us that there are two immune systems in the body. The one they're talking about with the vaccines and so on is your acquired immune system. You develop antibodies to a specific virus. The viruses keep mutating, so the vaccines are worthless inevitably.
Now, you're talking about a T lymphocyte white blood cell front line.
We have an innate immune system. You can boost it. You can boost your T cells, your thymus cells. You can boost your white cells, your phagocytes, your natural killer cells. You can do that. Vitamin C and E proven to do it. Now, in the bird flu, which is, by the way, the Japanese have disclosed in Japan Times, that somebody is implanting this bird flu in the vaccine they use for the birds.
Now that's right. Let's be specific. This is being put into the birds. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, notice all of a sudden bird flocks in Turkey and Romania and all over the world have the bird flu.
The globalists doing it through the vaccines.
They're doing it through the vaccine. Now you want to line up for the human vaccine, by the way, knowing this?
But let's be specific. This has been in the big Japanese papers.
It's the Japanese Times. We dug it up, and what they found was their birds have a strain of the flu that's found in South America, but birds don't fly east-west. They fly north-south. They couldn't have got over there, so they surmise the only way it could have got in there is somebody injected it into the birds. Well, they know they're using these bird flu vaccines. That's the only way they can find it got in there.
And they also tracked back with the foot and mouth back in 99 in England. That was released by the government from Porton Down.
Now, remember, earlier in the year, an ominous kind of odd report was in Nature magazine. Now, Nature magazine, one of the top scientific journals in the world, and they reported that somebody took a human mutated influenza virus and stuck it in a pig in South Korea. Now, if a human got that virus, they would say, oh, look, it mutated and jumped to a human. Somebody stuck it in there intentionally and were able to track down the genetics of it, the strain, You see, somebody's implanting this stuff in the animals, hoping it'll hop to the humans, and then we'll say, oh, look, it just mutated by nature. These things don't, there would, until we knew how to manipulate genetics, these things didn't jump from animals to humans. So now that they know how to do it, all of a sudden it's occurring. So, you know, we're being told a bunch of misinformation. The news reporters are just parroting the government press releases, and we're getting nothing, and you've got to protect yourself. Let me tell you how to do it. The bird flu has to mutate in your body, and or even the regular seasonal flu. It has to mutate into a more virulent form that'll then fill your lungs with fluid, and you'll die of literally drowning in your own lungs. That can be stopped. It's in the medical literature. U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists, they're just not reporting it. If you take selenium, a trace mineral, everybody in the United States ought to be on a selenium supplement. Selenium will prevent the genetic mutation that causes the mortal form of the flu. I didn't say you won't get the flu. I said you won't die of it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into...
Folks, there are a lot of scams out there, too.
I went down, down, down.
I mean, Rumsfeld, again, they're going to make, $4 billion first pop off of this particular flu pill. And the medical literature clearly shows that the finer quality red wine pills that have that those chemicals in it do the exact same thing. And so just because you can't get the other, drug that's selling out, it is smart to stockpile some of those red wine pills, and we'll get Bill to tell us about that in a second. But good old-fashioned vitamin E, vitamin C, massive dosages, have shown it in rats and mice over and over again, just knock this stuff out. But, Bill, if they make some, as you said, you know, 39,000 times more deadly that our loving government has made, and they only have it in a level 3 biolab, and that's only one of the little nightmares they've made, what's wrong with the elite? I mean, they know this stuff can get out and probably will get out. We know they want to release it, but wouldn't they want to control the date of that release?
Well, we only have one manufacturing plant, Time Magazine, now saying they won't be able to supply enough for the world. They want to stockpile this, of course, keep making money, even though it never gets used. By the way, we made a few hundred million doses of an anthrax vaccine we never used, but the drug companies got paid. It's just
but doesn't the government lose all credibility if every year they say a billion will die and it never happens?
They should, but the public has a short memory. The news media kind of creates a area of credibility, and the public, they're kind of herded. You know, they just kind of do as they're told. We have a mentality today of we're letting our TV doing our thinking for us. And so, you know, whatever they say to do over there is what we must probably we should do. So whether it's taking a cholesterol pill, which doesn't work, or whatever, this is kind of what's going on. And so, and they don't want to let us know about these natural medicines. And we've said this before many times, the biological action of every prescription drug can be duplicated with dietary supplements. They just don't want to let us know what those are. And, of course, we're headed into this flu season. I can hear some mothers listening right now to this tape and saying, wow, this is amazing. What do I do for my one-year-old, my two-year-old?
Yeah, let's go over those red wine pills. Let's give folks the specifics.
Three studies show elderberry syrup. Sounds a little childish, doesn't it? Elderberry syrup for adults or children works very well in the flu season. You need to have it in your home, in the refrigerator. Get it ready. Have it there. If they panic you and you're unsure, you're not sure whether this is the mutated one that's in circulation, the flu virus, then you can start taking this. When they took little mice, they can't do the study in humans. It would be unethical. And they gave them the flu and then just tried to keep from dying when they gave them massive doses, 5,000 milligrams of C, 5,000 milligrams of vitamin E. They survived. It calmed down the whole problem. So you can take these things. Remember, I mentioned selenium a little earlier. If the bird flu is circulating and you think it might mutate into a deadly form in your body, you need to have adequate amount of selenium and of the vitamin E on board. It prevents the mutation.
And we're going to repeat all of this again in the next hour. And Bill has this up on his site for free, folks. Bill Sardi's written for some of the biggest publications in the country. He does the research. He's the real deal. Not only is Rumsfeld trying to scam, there are other quacks out there on the web and on TV trying to sell you magic products that do not even help you. And you need to know, or they claim that, oh, we've got air purifiers that do it. Folks, the air kills this stuff to begin with. It's when somebody sneezes on you and you suck it up your nose, that's when you get it. Now, Bill, I don't know if you agree with me on that. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't possibly kill off enough air particles with this. And I know the folks that believe in colloidal silver. Silver will kill bugs in your stomach, but it doesn't stop it from getting directly in your lungs. It'll be airborne from one person to another. The viral particles get shed. You get it.
Exactly, or it goes right into the sinus.
So, you know, so these are the kind of ways that you get, even your eyes.
Exactly,
you know.
Folks, we want to save lives, okay? Vitamin C, selenium, things that are real, that are free source. Not everybody wants to claim they've got this special little silver bullet that only they have. No, we're trying to save lives, nothing to sell you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.